This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7. Today we will be speaking about the two trans bills that were passed by Missouri's governor earlier in the month. And today we are talking about how this influences trans people in Missouri. I'm speaking with Cammie Storm about how this affects her personally. So good morning, Cammie.
Good morning.
So, with these two bills being SB 39, SB 49, can you tell us how these Senate bills mainly affect you?
Since I'm a lot older, it doesn't really directly affect me yet. But at first it did, and it gave a good scare on whether or not I was going to be able to continue taking my medicines, which I'm post-op. Which means I've already had my surgeries. So I have to have that hormone, those hormones, because my body doesn't produce any hormones. So there was a good scare there. Like, I thought I was going to have to emergency move out of the state. And luckily that was stopped. And it has cost me so much money to try to remove the extra body hair that shouldn't have been there. But here we are. And then other things just can't be fixed. Like, you can't fix the hands. You can't fix the feet, you know. When you go through male puberty, the hands get bigger and the feet get a lot bigger. The Adam's apple, the broader shoulders. Like, some things just can't get fixed later. So, to me, that's kind of a slap in the face that people think trans people deserve that.
In regards to these bills, SB 49 is supposed to stop the Missouri Health Net from allowing people to receive hormone treatments, surgeries, puberty blockers when it comes to gender-affirming care as a trans person. And we live in one of the poorest parts of the state. How do you think this is going to affect trans people necessarily on the lower rung of the economic ladder?
Like me, I would have to go back to the pill form instead of the patches, which is, there's a lot more health risk associated with the pill form than the patches or the injections. Person that I know that lives in the area now, she had a problem with the pills, just can't take them. So she would probably have to move to be able to keep affording it. And she's working full time, so, and still doesn't have a good enough income and insurance. So she would probably have to find a way to move.
And you had mentioned the Senate bill that does deal with younger children, school-age children in particular. That is Senate Bill 39, and that bill blocks Missouri schools from allowing transgender students to participate in sports that align with their gender identity. Now, notably, this bill in particular more so goes after the male-to-female transition. Have you spoken to our local representatives about this? Have you messaged either Esslinger or Evans or any
of our... I've emailed all of our representatives, state and federal. I've never got a response back.
When it comes to being a trans person living in this area, shifting gears a little more to your personal experience, what would you say has been, you know, one of the most difficult parts of living here?
The isolation feeling. Like, if you look at my Facebook, it looks like I have a lot of friends. But really, I only have like five. I get a lot of the wish you were here things when somebody's doing something, but I don't get the invitation to go. Now, there's a few people that are very affirming to me, and we go do things or whatever, but there's a lot of people that kind of just need that token friend on their friends list, I guess.
For trans people that might be hearing this, what would you say to them about living in the Ozarks?
It's lonely, but it teaches you to love yourself. And you can do it. Now, you're going to have to drive up to Jeff City. You're going to have to drive up to Kansas City where, you know, get a lot of things done. Because that's where the doctors are, or St. Louis. But you can do it. It's possible. And the people here, as afraid as you might be that people might be attacking you. People here are not so much accepting, but they do tolerate me. I haven't been kicked out of anywhere. I haven't been attacked in a store. I haven't been told you can't buy stuff.
Okay, well, I do believe that's just about all the questions I have for you today. Is there anything that you would like to add?
Just, It is isolating in Missouri, especially with these laws that are constantly coming at us. Whether they pass or fail, but it's still a constant barrage. Just watch what you're spreading online. Watch what you're saying to people, because somebody you know might not have told you that, but they might be trans. They might be questioning. And what they don't need is all that hate.
Thank you again, Cammie Storm, speaking with us about SB 49 and SB 39. This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7.